All right, and we're live. So yesterday, the CPI data was released, coming in line with expectations, and indices rallied. Now, all three major indices made new all-time highs, and can they follow through today at the rally? And we also have a new WTF trade, a win the fear trade. So we'll talk about this. And with that said, welcome to Coffee with Marcus and Mark. And in this show, we are going to talk to you about what's happening in the markets and how we are trading it. And today is Thursday, May 16th. All right. Mark, up and away here. I mean, what the heck?
Yeah, some fireworks yesterday, Marcus. S&P finishing higher by 1.1%. Like you said, I think the bigger news is record highs across the board, ending the day near session highs, and the Dow now making that 40,000 level for the first time ever.
I mean, this is where basically every day right now we can say first time ever. Yesterday, the S&P closed above 5,300 for the first time ever. Right now, the Dow is trading above 40,000 for the first time ever. Very soon, we can say that the NASDAQ is at 17,000. I mean, is there anything that can stop this insane market right now?
The Fed raising rates. Which isn't going to happen. I mean, I was thinking about it, and I look back. When I first started trading, the Dow was at 8,000. And when you look at a chart, you could see, you might look and think, okay, that was 2009. No, because we had the lost decade, right? Where basically, because of the dot-com era, there was really no movement. And then with the housing crisis, we pulled back to 8,000. But gosh, it's just crazy to go back and think, can the Dow be at 40,000? That's an impressive feat.
It is. It's really. And yeah, it seems that fear has left the building. The VIX, the fear index, is now trading at lows that we haven't seen since, December last year. Well below 13, kind of showing that traders believe, all right, everything is good. We have the soft landing. The economy is doing well. Inflation is going down. So everything is good. Or is it?
So far. Yeah. And I mean, Marcus, yields, they were down for 3 days straight. A little interesting today, though. There's a bit of a bounce, and yields are higher for today's session.
Yeah. And usually when we see interest rates higher, we see that the stocks are moving lower. But they don't. I mean, they're also pushing here to record highs, trading at highs of the day right now. And we see something similar here in the yields. So the yields also near session highs. So it's a little bit interesting that there's the disconnect between the yields and the stock market.
Yeah, I would have expected the inverse and more downside today with yields, but maybe it was a little too much too soon.
Yeah. All right. Well, we also still have earnings season going on. And Walmart reported earnings. And see, Walmart, beat earnings. Let's talk about earnings for a moment. And then also what that means.
Sure. So Walmart, you have your top and bottom numbers, the earnings per share, top, bottom being revenue, and a beat on both. But Walmart had its biggest earnings beat in 3 years. So pretty impressive. And then also there's the third element, and that's guidance. Walmart said they had strong earnings on their e-commerce growth, and that guidance is expected to be met or exceeded with upcoming quarter. So investors liking that.
Right. And you see, this were a positive reaction, up 5%. And Walmart is kind of seen as an indicator of the economy, right? Because Walmart is known for super discount prices. So this were, okay, if Walmart is facing lower revenue or lowers the guidance, that's not good news for the economy. But if Walmart says everything is still fine, it's okay, right? I mean, we know it from luxury retailers. I mean, whether we look at Nordstrom or some of the jewelers or Signet Jewelers, I mean, yes, they can get hit by a recession. But here, if Walmart says, hey, everything is good, this kind of means and supports the idea of the soft landing for the economy.
However, if you want to throw a little twist into that narrative, Marcus, Walmart did say that it won over high income shoppers. So basically, people with higher incomes are spending more money at Walmart. And is that a good thing for a strong economy?
Well, I mean, with market making new all-time highs, with Walmart jumping up almost 6%, it seems so. Yes, I don't know.
I mean, why are high-income shoppers now shopping at Walmart? Is because they're looking for deals because they want to be more frugal? You never know.
beats me. I haven't been in Walmart in I don't know how many years. I mean, last time was, I think, 2 years ago when we were at a sailing regatta and the kids urgently needed a new bag or something like this. I remember that I was in Walmart. And after I got out of Walmart, I said, okay, I'm glad that I'm not frequently shopping here. Maybe it was this particular Walmart, but it wasn't the best experience.
Yeah, I mean, I remember being younger and hopping in Walmart and doing some shopping and having fun. But the last time I think I was in Walmart was in Vegas when we were doing our live boardroom with our mastermind group, and I had to pick up a monitor, and it was the closest place where a monitor was available.
I remember that one. Yeah. Hey, Chubb Limited, CB is the symbol here. This morning, jumping up 4%, pulling back a little bit. Did you see what caused that move?
I did. So this is the big secret being revealed. Yesterday, the 13F filing that Berkshire Hathaway needs to do showed that they did invest in another insurer, and that would be Chubb, CB. And they had purchased shares, which represented about a 6.4% stake in the company.
That is quite substantial, because there's only one other shareholder that is a bigger shareholder, I believe, with 7.9%, and that's Vanguard is invested. So they are now, with that, the second largest shareholder. And they've been accumulating it over the past few quarters, but they asked the SEC if they can keep it under wraps. So if we see, I mean, obviously the market has been going higher, but if over the last few quarters they accumulated, how much of this move do you think might have been attributed to Warren Buffett buying?
Well, the Buffett effect is real.
The Buffett effect is real. So this morning also, I mean, we see that some Warren Buffett followers are moving into this. However, we see also on a 5-minute chart, well, after opening higher, it's fizzling out. So do you think that Warren Buffett is selling into the rally?
Nah, it's probably more of a buy the rumor, sell the fact, and, you know, hear people taking some profits. I doubt he's doing anything, because you know how he operates. It's long term, it's big picture. And I mean, even Apple, he sold some of his shares in Apple, or Berkshire Hathaway sold shares in Apple, and it was about 12%. But that's still his biggest, you know, holding. And he said it was more for tax reasons, and also because he wanted some cash. But that's, you know, that's an accumulated position over years.
Yeah. All right, let's move over and look at meme stocks. So after on Monday, the excitement about meme stocks happened, and then a follow through on Tuesday, moving lower yesterday, GameStop down again today, 20%. So right now, $31, still way above the, where were we at, $18 or something like this, before this mysterious tweet from Roaring Kitten basically sparked this rally. Right now, it seems to fizzle out a little bit.
Yeah, I guess Roaring Kitty being serious in his game chair is still elevating the stock, keeping it at higher levels than before that tweet. Or is it an X now that it's not Twitter?
Is it an
X instead of a tweet? What do you call it? Either way, you're still elevated, but huge reversals off of those highs.
Yeah, also for AMC and then some of the other meme stocks. We talked about it. I mean, Tupperware also got up there, down again 8% today. Hertz, I believe, was part of this. Oh, they're a little bit up here today. Okay, that's interesting. What else did we have? SBWR, SunPower Corporation, down 4%. So, yeah, it seems that the excitement right now is fizzling out, but it also shows meme stocks are still real. They still exist.
That's true.
All right. Let's hop over to our positions and see what is going on here on the wheel. I mean, right now, the VIX, we talked about it, the VIX is just at such low level. It's a bit more challenging to find decent stocks where we have good premium to sell. So in terms of our positions for the wheel strategy, I haven't been able this week to find anything that is super interesting. I mean, we talked about Nike, we could talk about Cisco. So these are two possibilities. But right now, I mean, same as Warren Buffett, we are sitting a little bit in cash. So the only two positions is CSIQ and UPS.
Exactly. Ready to add to the portfolio, but we want to make it count. We want it to be appropriate, make sense, and there will be a pullback, right? So we need to be patient. And CSIQ, playing its CSIQ games. What do you think about this one, Marcus?
Well, that eventually we need to break out. And I still like CSIQ. The other day, somebody asked me, okay, if I regret getting into CSIQ, I mean, honestly, we are in this trade for longer than we expect, but we just exited the NEE trade. And the NEE trade, we entered this in August 2023. So this year, we entered in July 2023. So yeah, we have been a little bit longer in this one. I mean, our longest trade last year, I think, was PNC. So we have been in trades for longer. And as long as nothing fundamentally changes, we are okay with this. This is why we also said we are interested in potentially adding on to this position, because CSIQ, from our analysis, is a strong company just right now, getting hit by higher interest rates, therefore lower demand in the solar industry, probably also a little bit of the supply chain issues that still might exist there. I mean, recently during the earnings, they reported that they're still profitable, even though interest rates, higher interest rates are hurting them. And so today, a little bit lower with higher interest rates again. So interest rates up 1%, CSIQ down, where are we today? Down 3.5%, but I'm still very comfortable with this position.
I'm with you. Of course, we never know what's going to happen when we get into a trade, and it was kind of the perfect storm where solar companies did great, or at least were stable through a bear market in 2022. We knew that the Fed was going to be raising rates. We knew there were going to be higher interest rates, and solar was just still plugging along. And then last half of last year, we just started to see some cracks, right? And that had traders, you know, basically reprice the market, right? At these levels, though, I think that there's an opportunity to pick up some more shares. And with the discussion of rates being lowered and it actually happening, I think solar has the potential to do well. I mean, you highlighted the PE ratio there, Marcus, and that was one of the reasons why we like CSIQ to begin with. Yeah. They were profitable and had a low PE.
Yeah. All right. And then UPS. Geez, UPS, little buddy. I mean, have you finally decided what to do? I mean, this is where right now we're just in an uptrend still, and it somehow can't seem to break above 154 just yet. Today, although a good day, up another percent in UPS.
Yeah, I'll take it. I mean, S&P is up 0.2%. UPS is moving much higher than the overall market. And let's just keep on plugging along, but to the upside. I'm tired of these ranges here in UPS.
Yeah, let's go. Let's go.
All right. Time to move.
WTF trades. We have two open positions, Airbnb, and Airbnb today having a good day again. So up 1% right now, trading right at our entry price. So we entered at 147.75, right now trading at 170.47.14. So we'll see. Still no exit signal yet. So, and we are waiting for the gap fill. Come on, you can do it. Let's see. how much longer. So far, it seems to be that this might be a scratch trade or a small profit. Nothing to do there other than waiting for an exit. COP, look at this, Mark.
Yeah. Reversing off of a push lower yesterday and getting right back up to where it opened yesterday. Now move higher. So let's go.
Yeah. So our entry at 125.08, right now trading at 120. So being $5 down, and that's around 4% down. So let's see if we can push higher. No exit signals yet for these two. And a new entry. Disney, what do you know?
Yeah, I really like this one with yesterday's sell-off there down 2.5%. But really, it was just about the opportunity according to our rules for a WTF trade. And we picked up shares today at the open. 103.04 was the open.
I think and we were filled at 103.10.
Yeah.
103.10 right now, trading at 103.88. So up a little bit. Nothing for us to do there. Let's see if Disney can actually rally and also have a gap fill here. That's supposed to say fill, right? Because we still have the gap fill here. So we could actually jump above the 108, and that would be sweet.
I would love that. And just moving higher works for me.
Yeah. All right, let's see where the overall markets are and what's happening for the remainder of the day. But it is this time. We're waiting for Trader Joke. And yes, you won yesterday. But I think that you influenced the audience. You influenced the audience. Mine wasn't that bad. I mean, admit it, on Tuesday, it was really, really good. And I won hands down. But all right, let's see what you got today. Well,
I have to go with the dad joke. And
okay,
I want to go Trader Joke, but it's a little bit like 80% of the jokes I've said trader wise I came up with, and maybe I heard, I mean, I'm not gonna say I'm a joke genius here. Maybe I heard of something in the past that was similar, but it's hard to find some really good trader jokes. So I'm gonna go dad style. I'm going to have to say, where do you learn to make ice cream?
I don't know, the ice cream parlor?
Sunday school.
I like that. All right, here's mine. Whoever stole the copy of my Microsoft Office, I will find you. You have my word.
Pretty good. I like that one better than yesterday's. I can't even believe it was a coin toss. It was a 50-50, or maybe I influenced it a little bit, but that should have been a hands-down win yesterday. Today's was pretty good.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, your time to vote, and let us know who had the better dad joke today. And with that said, back to the markets. Look at that. Just in the last 10 minutes, markets are pulling back a little bit away from the all-time highs. We're looking at the S&P, we're looking at the Dow here, and also the Nasdaq on absolutely no news. Mark, I mean, at some point, there needs to be some profit-taking.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And that's what I was saying. I didn't expect yesterday's big follow-through and rally. I did expect us to stay at those levels that we had in the morning, maybe a little bit of a drift. But I could see a little profit-taking going into the weekend. It's just been such a nice move.
Yeah, I mean, for the week, where are we for the week? So in the S&P, we're up 1.8% for the week. For the Dow, we're up 1.2% for the week. The Nasdaq, 2.6%. So yeah, if the profit taking doesn't happen today, it'll probably happen tomorrow because that is a very strong weekly move. Also looking at the annual data in the Nasdaq, we're up 12.7%. In the S&P for the year, we're up 12%. And in the Dow, we're up 6.5%. I mean, a 12% move within 5 months, that is not sustainable. At some point, we need to see some profit taking here.
Yeah. It just makes sense.
All right. Well, with that said, we hope that you enjoyed today's show. If you did, give us a thumbs up and let us know that you liked it. If you feel that others can benefit from it, there's a share button right underneath. Feel free to share it on social media, by text, by email, with a friend. I mean, just spread the love. And if this is your first time here, welcome. Hope that you enjoyed it. There's a subscribe button underneath. Please hit this one, and then we'll see you again tomorrow.
Happy trading, everybody.